Friendship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We're looking at the Hour One Nugget today, beloved, as you know. Or if this is the first time you've listened to the program, we are studying 1 Peter, and we've got as far as 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verse 9. We're going through this particular book, verse by verse by verse, which is what we like to do here on Worship Radio 247. This is verse 9, then, of 1 Peter and the 5th chapter. It says this: Stand firm against the evil one, and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering as you are. Beloved, often we suffer. Often we suffer. It is one of those things that happen, you know. We have various illnesses, we have various diseases, we have various maladies that we go through. Even Paul said, I was given a thorn in my flesh. And Paul says he asked the Lord on three separate occasions to take away this thorn in his flesh. And the Lord just said to him, my grace is sufficient for you. Let me talk about that for a moment or two. As we suffer, beloved, if we had the choice to suffer and have God's grace in our lives, or to not suffer and not have God's grace in our lives, I know what I would prefer. I would prefer to suffer every day, twice on Sundays, no question about it, because I need God's grace in my life. I don't know about you, and I'm sure you would say the same. But as I was saying yesterday on the program, and I muted that we have the tools to obliterate the attacks that come from Satan. And I want to have a look at that today. If you go to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and go from verse 11, it says this: Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies. Oh, no, 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 no. But against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. That, beloved, is who we are fighting. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will be standing firm. And here are the different items of your armor that you can wear on a daily basis. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. There's two pieces right there. The belt of truth and God's breastplate of righteousness. If you're going to stay righteous, that breastplate stays in place. If you're going to stay truthful, then the belt of truth that is around your waist stays in place. But if you then slip and maybe tell a lie, the belt of truth will slip away. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. That one is brilliant. That one is remarkable, I can tell you. I've used it many, many times. Put on the salvation as your helmet. And take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is why I reiterate to you over and over and over again, beloved. It is so important that you get to know God's Word. That you get to know and understand God's Word. That is why I bring you these Hour One Nuggets daily devotionals, and I bring you a verse at a time, so that you can remember that verse. I often say to you, stick that verse on the fridge, whack it on the fridge so that you've got it there in front of you all the time. And this is what I would encourage you to do. Beloved, I would encourage you to read your Bible regularly. And let me tell you about that too. When you're reading your Bible, it's no good just opening this book and reading it. Ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate the passage that you are reading, because when you get the Holy Spirit to illuminate it, believe you me, it just jumps out of the page at you. And you know it's God's Word, and you know it's feeding you. You know that it is feeding you. Stand firm against the evil one, beloved, and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering as you are. I had the opportunity and privilege to speak to Brother Yun one time for God TV when I was interviewing him for a program called In Depth. And I did a series of 8 programs with him, half an hour each. We had a translator, but that particular series of In-Depth changed my life. I mean, it really did. When I was listening to what Brother Yun was saying through his translator, Brother Ren, he was telling me very, very clearly that actually the Christian church in China, watch this, are praying for us here in the West. Well, you may not be in the West. You may be listening to this program in Iraq or Iran or somewhere else, but most of the listeners are in the West. And Brother Young was saying that he was praying, and his brothers and sisters and his church, they were praying for the church in the West because they were seeing this wonderful revival. It was underground, it was illegal, but they were seeing this amazing underground revival going on. And they knew that we were suffering because we weren't. Yet we have everything here in the West. They have nothing there. Nothing. There are many places all over the world where it is really illegal to worship God. A friend of mine was telling me that he was presenting a television program, a live TV program, and this particular TV program was being beamed live into Iran, and there were some brothers in Iran watching in secret, and they wrote to him and said, listen, we just want to let you know that we are watching you at the moment, but it is illegal for us to be doing this, so please don't give our names or our location, but we are being so blessed by what we are seeing. Beloved, you have brothers and sisters everywhere, all across this world. And many, 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 many of them are suffering. We're all suffering. But let's stand firm in our faith. Stand firm in our faith. Let us operate in Ephesians 6 and the 11th verse. Let's operate in the full armor of God. Let's put on the full armor of God when we need to. Beloved, we're in a battle. Don't ever forget that you're not in a battle. The day you say you want to become a Christian, the day you said to the Lord, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, that was the day that the battle began. Make no bones about it. If you are a Christian, a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, let me tell you, you're in a battle. And let's battle together, beloved. Father God, I commend this word to you and to your Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name that you would allow your love to pour on your beloved here and now as they worship you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. And all the people said, Amen.